This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Strolling out to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Oh my goodness gracious. That's right. We are on the tail end of the tea giving weekend. You're listening to Drag Her, though. Fuck turkeys. But then again, turkeys are kind of drag. We'll get into it. So you're listening to Drag Her, the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race recap podcast, available for you and your children's children. This is basically an heirloom you can give to your children when there's no one else on the internet talking about Drag Race. I'm Mono Agapian, and I am delighted, charmed, absolutely over the moon to be to the moon. I am so excited to be here with Ashley Ray of TV, I Say. You know her from every damn thing. Comedian, writer, actor. Ashley, hello.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, what a treat.
And, oh my gosh.
This is such a moment. I messaged you online. I was like, wait, are we going to have like a moment of reflexivity where
yes.
I talk the Game of Thrones finale and you talk this UK finale?
Yeah. I was like, this is perfect. People get to see both sides, like the depth of all the TV I watch.
Right. And you love TV.
I love TV. That's what my podcast is about. I watch everything. I've been on like a horrible Below Deck binge this mm-hmm. holiday season.
Good.
So I was so happy to catch up on Drag Race. Like I get behind on it because sometimes I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to just binge a bunch of episodes
mm-hmm.
and UK, all the internet. Those are the ones that I kind of like put on the back burner. So
totally.
I caught up and I'm so happy I did.
It's a fun one. I have a lot of opinions. Before we dive all the way in, I just have to say, since, you know, you're the safe space to talk about TV. I need you to know that I'm currently going through my comeback rewatch. I have almost like a yearly rewatch of the comeback.
Yeah.
It's like cleansing, I think, especially because we work in entertainment. And the new documentary, Pepsi, Where's My Jet? Have you seen
yes.
that?
Oh, my. Yeah. I watched it last weekend. It is uh-huh. way too long. Just mm-hmm. way too long. It only
the first two episodes are good.
Great. Got to the information. And I don't know. I have this thing where I think now all these streaming platforms are just making documentaries about whatever. You know, there was one about like Barney and people not liking him. And it's like, okay, this can be an interesting one-off episode. Like if mm-hmm. we still had VH1, I Love the 2000s, this would be like a whole section.
Yeah.
But instead, they're like, oh, we'll make more money making it a four-part documentary.
Yeah.
And so they're like, this is about when this guy sued Pepsi. So when he was born, and it's like,
yeah,
we don't
yeah,
need
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
We can just,
no
we could
thanks.
Really start like way later in the story. Like, I
no
don't
thanks,
need his.
Love.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah, no, it's not great. The first two episodes are pretty
yeah,
good.
Yeah, the first
yeah.
two episodes, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I get it. And then it's just kind of like, okay, I
get
it.
They get into
I
the side
it.
Journeys.
Yeah,
you know?
There's like all these other things that come up. It turns out they know Michael at Aventi, that like weird
oh my
lawyer,
God, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, been charged.
Avenatti, maybe?
Avenatti,
whatever.
Yeah.
Who's like a sketchy, questionable dude.
Yeah, and then they bring him in and you're just like, what is going on?
And then
is,
it becomes yeah. like about like their character and a man overcoming life. I don't know.
Yeah.
A fucking rich man overcoming life.
Yeah. There, and also the thing is like everybody stays rich the whole time. There's
right.
really like no sad part. You're just kind of like, oh, he was rich and then he did a thing and got a lot of attention and then he was still rich. Okay.
It's so dumb. It's so yeah. dumb.
Yeah.
Ashley, it's almost your birthday. Happy
yes.
birthday. This will
Thank
come out
you.
On your birthday. So
yeah. So it's my birthday out there. So go subscribe to my podcast and listen to it for my birthday.
That is the gift you can give. And it is such a fun listen. You have incredible guests. You talk about everything TV. It's not like one kind of TV, which I kind of love.
It's like Jacob Anderson talking about how he loves Below Deck and Seth Rogen talking about loving 90 Day Fiancé. It's the best time. So
it's so great. It's so great. And this is quite appropriate because we're now, you know, Game of Thrones is so UK-ish. This is so UK-ish.
Yes.
So I'm very excited to have you on. What are your general impressions of this season of Drag Race?
I liked it. I am happy with where we ended.
Mm-hmm.
I hated Jombers from the beginning, though. So, like, I don't know what it was. There's just something that, like, irritated me. So, like, when I was like, Jombers should have gone home, like, episode 8. So that was kind of what bothered me into the end. I was just like...
Yeah,
I don't know. I wanted Pixie there. That part was I was really
you
just
wanted
like,
Pixie
oh.
over Jombers.
Yeah.
See, I wanted Dakota there over maybe either of them. Like Dakota was the one for me when she went out. I was like, what the fuck?
Yes, I love Dakota. Yeah,
yeah.
To me, it was just anyone but Jombers. I was like, what do people see that I don't see?
I gotta
like,
say,
even
the
in this
edit,
finale, I was like
the edit worked on me.
It
I came around
me.
To her. They tricked like, me. Because at first I was like, no. And then as it went on, and in these past couple episodes, when the moment she said, I've always had to defend myself, I was like, okay, I'm in.
I was like, I see why. Because, defend yourself to me right now. Sorry. But it, like when I think it was Graham Norton was like, if you had asked me in the beginning, would like Jombers be here? He was like 100-1 no. And I was like, yeah, exactly. So like, what are we doing?
I think that's the production magic, I would say.
Yeah.
Probably.
And like. Her outfit, I think she said she was doing like a Game of Thrones thing. And I was just like, oh, okay, sorry. Is it like 2016 or something? You know, like, oh, where's my dragon? Like, come on.
Yeah. That,
it was I a boring it. Outfit. It was boring.
It was rather, I liked it, but I did look at it and go,
That wasn't a finale dress.
No, not quite. Not compared to the others.
Yeah. Like everyone on that stage was outshining her.
Yeah. Poor Jombers. You know, so, I agree with you, but some part of me, I think I still feel a feeling for her because she's been, in a sense, I do think she's really talented, but I see what you're saying. She's kind of almost a victim of this reality. The story they're giving her, which is I'm the never give up finalist.
Yeah, it felt very like underdog, I guess. I just was kind of like, are you the underdog? I don't know.
I know. It's very funny. It's right. So you wanted Pixie there. I'm going to, you know, that is a unique opinion, I would think, to say. Because I think some people were done with Pixie as a whole.
Yes. I like to look at a series as a whole, and I just felt like, you know, she'd put in the work. Uh-huh. I thought she would just kind of go right into the top four. So mm-hmm. I was just a little surprised. And I felt like, I don't know, she's kind of the usual thing they go for. You know, so yeah. I was like, but I was happy with Black Peppa. Like, please, Black Peppa's like... my top three.
I mean, Black Peppa's fucking incredible. So, and I love that I'm here for someone saving
themselves. I just
wanted
Jombers gone. To make that clear. Jombers
Yeah. Black Peppa's fucking incredible. I actually think, you know, obviously she's won 4 lip sync for her life, which is, you know, a very rare feat.
Yeah.
And I'm here for that because that is harder, honestly, than most of these challenges.
Yeah.
Doing an amazing lip sync is harder than doing the challenge.
Yeah. I love when she did the math. She was like, break it down 4 times. Divided by 3. I was like, good, you're doing it because I can't do the math. But I trust you.
Either.
I tried when she said it. I was like, yeah, that sounds right.
Even the time where they were both, we had a double save. She won that lip sync.
Yeah, she won that. That's why I just...
And you were mad. You must have hated
that.
Yeah,
I was mad. And that's when I was like, we could have handled the Jombers thing here. Like, why? And at a certain point, I don't know, I just got tired of Black Peppa ending up in the bottom. Like, I just...
Yeah.
I felt like she was the one who always had to defend herself. And it's just kind of like, okay.
Yeah, I do think in that last episode where we could have seen a Cheddar versus Jombers... No, a Cheddar versus Pixie lip sync. Because I was like, Cheddar's never lip synced before. Why not let her prove herself? Why not?
I would have been happy with that.
Yeah.
And I love Cheddar.
Me too.
Yeah.
She kicks ass. She's been the obviously this one. Her edit is she's the socially conscious queen, or I guess that's one way to put it. She's just the educated kind of person, but not in an obnoxious way.
Not in an obnoxious way. I thought it was really interesting. Like, she doesn't come off as arrogant. Mm-hmm. It really is. I don't, like, she does kind of capture like Grace Jones, David Bowie, just like elevatedness without seeming like untouchable, like alien superstar, like nails it. Like,
totally, with like the Poppy Project and you know, educating some of the younger queers on how the pink triangle was, you know, something used to mark homosexuals for death and the queer community reclaimed. Little moments like that, being like, oh wow, she's genuinely educating the children.
Yeah, she knows. And so I love her, wanted her in the top three too.
Yeah.
So, and her like message to herself as a hers was my favorite. That
the glasses when Rue cries, because she's like, kids with glasses. Get me.
And like her advice, I was just like, I wish I could say that to myself. Like, you don't need to grow up. Like, be a child even when you're grown. I was like, please.
I felt that put it on a cross stitch. Yeah, there was a number of things Rue said where I was like, okay, I need to file that away. Because I do view my child and me as two separate people.
Yeah.
But they're the same person.
Right?
You know? Like, It's weird.
Yeah.
Okay, that's free therapy.
Yeah, there you go. And that, thank you, Cheddar. See?
Thank you, Cheddar. Okay, wait. Okay, so obviously going into this finale, right, we have Danny Bead with four wins and Cheddar with four wins, which is pretty fucking crazy that not since the third episode of this season, no one except those two has won.
Yeah.
Which is really funny. So, you know,
it didn't shock me when they were in the top two. That's what I meant when I was like, kind of a boring season, because it did just kind of still. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Right. It's like I sometimes Drag Race will gag you, right? Where four wins. That's so, to not be in the finale, that's crazy. I could have seen them doing a top three to just see Black Peppa lip sync as well.
Exactly. I was hoping that would be like the twist. Cause like, and that's, I was like, really? That's it? Just with John Burke? Okay.
But I bet that would have been distracting, because here's the tea. Peppa would have won the lip sync.
Yeah.
And they still would have not given it to her.
Yeah. And that would have just been frustrating to people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like it is sort of an age thing. Like, Black Peppa is just so young. I don't know.
Isn't it funny how, I mean, I guess I on the one hand, I get it. But on the other hand, I'm still mystified how she's so talented, so beautiful, and she doesn't know how to be funny yet. You know?
Yeah, it's like she hasn't found that comfort in her voice. You know?
And it was a good story following her. I mean, her story of being like, you know, I grew up in a community where, like, I basically left to be my truest self. And on the day I left, told my family, yeah, I'm gay.
Yeah, that's so second favorite story. Like, it was so moving. That's why I thought, okay, they're going to do something special to get her in the top three, because that, like, I'm sobbing.
Mm-hmm.
And no,
I know it's really beautiful, but when they'll have her on an international season real quick.
Yeah.
And she'll murder the girls. I mean, if she walks in the room, I would literally just be like,
I'm happy to be in your presence. Let's have fun.
Like, well, just fuck me. Just
going for number two. Yeah.
Literally probably walk off set. Like, I'm not gonna, I don't want to lip sync against her.
Like, let's not even joke around. But I can't wait to like kind of see her get funnier and just
she
find
will
that voice. Yeah. And, you know, that just comes like, I think, with age even.
Mm-hmm. That's true. It's a cute ass time. Let's see. What are they making these queens do in the finale? They're making them do a verse. Oh, my gosh. And
yes,
this is also funny.
To do a verse.
To a mega mix of RuPaul songs. We've heard.
So many times.
So many times before. Give me strength, Jesus. Give me strength.
Right.
I, you I, know, the, I don't know. What did you? Look, I like these songs, but again, yes. It's like, Jesus, we're hearing these RuPaul songs for the 20th. So many times inside of a season. I can't even imagine how many times you can reference your own song. It's right? Crazy.
It's like, do you just not have the rights to anything else? Is it?
It's cheaper.
Is it cheaper?
I think she also gets paid.
Yeah. But then I'm also like, why not like dig deeper in to your, you know, your music book, like something that we haven't heard before, something a little more, I don't know, not those same ones.
I know. Usually the finale is a chance for it to be like, here's this song we're going to push on you. And, you know, they'll write verses to it.
Yeah.
Sometimes the songs are worse, but, you know, what are you going to do? Sometimes the songs are, these were all obviously like big hits in the RuPaul collection.
Yeah. These were the big hits. They're the ones you hear in the club. But yeah, I was just kind of like, okay, this again. Sure. Okay.
Sure. Why not?
And I did think the verses were clever. I
did too.
Me. Yeah.
I did think Peppa's was the best. I just thought Peppa's might have. What'd you think?
I thought Peppa had the best performance, but I really did like Danny's verses.
Danny's great.
I did. And like, when he did the abdominal line, I was like, oh, okay.
Abdominal and phenomenal. That was good.
That was good.
Let's talk these little interview moments, right? This is obviously a Drag Race hallmark. It used to be part of RuPaul's podcast until she said, I don't need podcast money. Must be nice.
Please.
I still need it.
I love it. Yes.
Better help. I love you so much. So this is its own interesting moment where you can win the season. So let's talk about their interviews. Danny Beard.
I liked Danny's interview.
It was the best one.
It was the best one. Danny's just likable. It has this like the charm.
Yeah.
And the orange story. Come on.
Oh, that was so funny. And she's like crying and being funny and being real about her dad preferring her, is fine with her being gay. Just please don't be orange.
Don't be orange. And it's so cute.
And telling this gut-wrenching story of like a bully, which was so British too. I didn't know what she was saying, but I was like, oh, I think she's talking about like brass knuckles with pins on them.
I was just kind of like, I have the hardest time understanding Danny, I will be honest.
Right. He was like, it's brass jollies with pins on it.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh. And then later, like she said something like, oh, and the, you might think the bullies made you gay or something. And I was just like, what? I don't know. But I'm with you. I support you.
It was an incredible interview. She was funny and real and crying. She's been very emotional. But I mean, she's been great.
Yeah, great.
She's fantastic.
I mean, just feel like we'd be friends.
I know. She's just an entertainer. And she's the kind of entertainer who like makes you comfortable. Like, you feel taken care of.
And that's hard.
That is hard.
And I'm not mad about the ending, but it was just kind of like,
I know.
Totally fair from day one.
It was, we'll dig. John Burr's in the interview. You must have hated this.
I did. I did hate this. Like, I think they said something about like, oh, your love of fashion or something. And I was like, look at this ugly outfit. I hated this like feather thing. I was just like,
over.
Yeah, like I don't like it. My aunt would wear something like this and the pearls, and I just don't like it.
Oh my God! Wow, it tricked me. I just from the outside. I mean, I know I only wear the safest clothes in the world. I'm a fashion coward. So from the outside, I was like, oh, maybe is this nice? I had no idea.
It's one of those things where like you think it's nice because it has something that seems really out there, but then you kind of look and you're like, oh, it's just feathers. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's not that exciting.
You know what kept distracting me about John Burrs is how much she says she loves her family. I'm sorry, but for me, I was just like, calm down. It's like,
calm down. Don't be that girl. Right. It's like, okay, we get it. You love your family. Good. Whatever.
The person who like calls and texts their mom a couple times a day, I don't know. It makes me feel scared. It scares me.
Me too. I'm always like, yeah, when I'm with someone and they're like really in contact with their family, I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, okay. My mom sent me like a really sweet, cute text this morning, and I was like, I will reply to that maybe 10 hours from now.
Yeah.
I was like,
I agree.
I'll have time for that at some point.
I don't like the best friends with mom peoples. I don't know. It doesn't speak to me.
Yeah. My mom's amazing. I think she's the best. She's great, but
I love my mom.
I love her. She's amazing, but not my
bestie. She's my mom. Not my best friend.
Yeah.
Peppa in the interview. She's amazing. A delightful interview.
Yeah. Another reason I was like, they're gonna bring her into the top three because the interview was so good. I was like, it's undeniable.
She's so present. What's interesting to me is like, I don't know if I can think of another queen that's this calm about maybe a weakness of hers. You know what I mean? She's like, yeah, I wasn't very funny. And I'm not sure what that is. Like, as opposed to like a full panic. She's just calmly trying to figure it out.
Yeah. And just is comfortable on camera. Like, mm-hmm. I want to bottle this energy and have it all the time.
Like, such a beautiful person. I'm going to miss looking at her beauty.
I feel like no one's ever had to be like, oh, fix your posture. She's
right.
She's there.
Right. And but here you go. She's a fashion genius.
Yeah.
She's an artist. Like, crazy liberated. To think she won the first episode so long ago.
So long ago. And then had to fight and fight and fight.
Mm-hmm. She's great. I mean, she's going to be a fan favorite for years to come.
You know, so then a tragic family story too. So
I know. God damn it. I know. It sucks. It's just like happens all too often with us queers.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. Yeah. I don't know. I don't have the answer. I'm fatigued. Okay. We're going to talk about Cheddar, but first.
Yes.
Silence, Ashley. I feel like taking a break. My break. Okay, we're back. We're here. And we're going to get right into this Cheddar moment. Now, Cheddar, here's my opinion. I think she's a little too polite.
Too polite.
Like, I loved her, but to me, like 10% too polite, where I'm like, I think this is your chance to be a little messier, Cheddar.
I thought she brought the messy in her verse, actually. And then I thought, like, I don't know. I feel like it's not too polite. I feel like it's going for the alien vibe of, how do I communicate with, you know, like.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I am choosing my words for you to understand, humans.
Yeah.
And so I feel like it's very put on.
Yeah. And like, I'm here for everything she represents. This look is fucking awesome.
Yeah. See, now this is a look. Like the blood and the, I loved this look.
You're like, step off, John Burrs. This is a look.
John Burrs. Like, why are you even talking about fashion? That is Cheddar's thing. Like, don't, come on.
I was waiting for her to be like, this represents the massacre of St. Bobby's. And you're like, okay, we're back. We're in history class.
And we're in history class. Or like, and these four X's represent, and it's just, okay. You know. But I didn't think it was too polite, but you're right. It's not as engaging as Danny. It's just still, you know.
At this point, I was still like, fuck. Especially, even at the end, I was like, fuck, who's going to win between these two? I was like, sad that one of them was going to lose.
Same.
Frankly.
I really was like, it could be either. I really did think it would be Cheddar. I really did. Look, Cheddar had the story.
I'm with you.
The glasses and crying moment.
The lip sync.
And then the lip sync.
I think she won that lip sync.
I think she won the lip sync too. And I mean, the reveals, the outfit reveals. I was a little shocked that Danny didn't have more going on under the like gold. I thought there'd be something.
Yeah.
But it was
And she did her reveals clean.
Clean, yeah.
Like, very clean. Like, even when she was, like, squinching something off of her thighs, I noticed, like, she was doing with control. She was like, yeah. I'm not going to look a mess.
Yeah, not going to look a mess. I thought it, like, worked perfectly with the song buildup.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought she had it in the bag with that. I
did, too.
I don't know. We'll loves talk a reveal about usually, but yeah.
She loves a reveal. We have our classic dancing moment, right? The learning the choreo. Is it just me or did like almost all of them? I feel like everyone's choreo changed in the final.
Yeah. Peppa seemed the same-ish from like the little bit we saw.
Yes.
But everyone else's seemed way different. But also
simplified.
Yeah. Danny's seemed a little... Or maybe I'm just thinking of the part where they, like, picked her up and she did the little kick. I was like, oh, that looked hard.
Yeah. But I think, like, especially Danny and John Burrs, I noticed, like, I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
John Burrs simplified because they were like, I can't do it.
I can't do it. Yeah, John
I'm not
Burrs
doing
was,
it.
Like, John Burrs couldn't even, like, do a twist to the left. It was, like,
right,
come on. She
couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it and just kind of being like, wait, oh, I'm going to the right. Oh, wait. And it's like, okay. So I was actually kind of shocked when they applauded her dancing. So.
Yeah. You know, at this point, I mean, when it's the final episode, that's also a hallmark of the final episode. It's just a happy feelings fest.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, yay.
It's, yeah, it is like you made it. Celebrate. Like, just, you know, feel at ease. So,
yeah. You did it. It's a love fest. It's feelings fest. Because did you watch the All-Stars with all the winners?
No.
Okay, that's a fun one. You can watch. That one is a great season, but it is a good feelings fest. They've like they've cut out all the negative critiques and it's just like, you did good and you did better. Like, that's like, that's the harshest thing you'll hear.
Yeah, I want the harshness. Okay, I'm in it to see people like cry. Sorry. Like,
I know. Yeah, that's something, you know, as a TV pro, like that's something that's missing. The early seasons were pre-social media.
Yeah.
And the show post-social media has changed and it has become a little softer because the queens, like, can't say funny, shitty things because they're being watched and then they'll be attacked online.
And they'll be attacked. They did the little advice part. One of them said something like, you know, be nice to your fans. We have the incredible job of, like, being liked. And I was like, see, that's the problem now. Everybody wants to be liked. You know, you want to get all the followers. You want to, you know, make all your fans happy.
Right.
Instead of like tearing someone to shreds.
It's interesting. It's like the Marvelification of drag queens.
Yes. Yeah. And
it's
just like, and just like Martin Scorsese, I don't like it.
I'm not here for it, baby.
I'm not here for it. Just
like, yeah. It's an interesting thing because drag queens were the punk, it's funny, like we had that punk, you know, runway a couple of weeks ago. Was it last week? Whatever. Great runway.
Yeah.
But anyway, drag is punk.
It's kind of
less punk right now. It's
way less punk.
Yeah.
I mean, they should be allowed to do it for kids. But I'm just like, it's not punk anymore. They would do it for kids.
Fully.
It's like a family thing. You know,
the conservatives are helping us be punk because they think everything we do is a crime.
Yeah, but I'm like, you know, no, like even my 80-year-old like grandma was like, oh, I love a brunch thing with the drag queens. It's so fun. They sing. Like, come on.
Yes.
It's not scary anymore.
It's just pure fun. It's not edgy right now. Or on the TV show. The Drag Race TV show is...
Yes.
You know, they're trying to win Emmys and stuff now.
Which, you know, fair enough.
God bless.
Yeah.
Let them do their thing. Yeah. How do you feel about when they bring all the girls back for the verse?
I liked it, but I was kind of shocked that more of them didn't bring more. It was... I thought we'd get more energy from a few of them, and I was a little shocked.
That's funny you noticed that. I don't know if I had a close enough eye on them, because I was trying to look at the finalists, so that's interesting.
Yeah, I think
we're watching
them
now.
Yeah.
You tell me, pop off.
It's just like, you know, they all kind of like try to have their little moment, but then they really kind of didn't. Then we have this like little breakdown here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. But I just kind of was like, why don't you pop a bit more. I wanted more from them. Mm-hmm. It all just felt very like we're walking out and we split. It did. Mm-hmm. I saw no individuality. Like I would have added a little more hip. I would have tried to stand out in my silhouette. I would have tried to remind people like why I was here.
Right. Right. I guess. We'll see their finale looks. We'll chirp and burp those finale looks when they come up on screen. But
yeah,
now we're just seeing these verses. Peppa's, you know, she continues. This is the kind of challenge she absolutely murders.
Yeah, murders. It kills it.
And I thought she did the best look in this particular overall challenge.
Yeah.
I mean, overall cumulative for me.
Yeah, I do too. Like she, I mean, look at this look, the hair, all of it.
I mean, and then just her words were pretty good too. Everyone, when she was, I forgot what she was saying, but something like something that Caribbean line. I was like, that's
That was good. That was so clever. Nailed the dancing. Like you can tell even the background dancers are having fun dancing with her. Like they enjoy her presence.
And most of the other ones, they're like the backup dancers were doing something else while the girl in the middle
did something easier. Yeah. And see, also just again, the girls in the back, I'm like, why are they just standing there like little dolls? But fine. So Cheddar's dance.
She's a little more awkward.
A little more awkward, but I thought she kind of played into it. You know, she did the like awkward like booty pop thing and tried it. I thought it was a little sillier. You know, this is where I saw her kind of breaking out of the politeness. So I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it too. It's a little Ziggy Stardust. She's given a very different, she's given us, you know, options. She's given us variety. She always does.
Yeah.
And she was a little awkward. Not terribly, but a little.
Yeah, like she isn't as sure as herself being silly. That's what it felt like.
I thought her song was kind of hard to write stuff for.
True.
Danny.
Danny.
Great. Yeah, great lines, funny lines.
Funny lines. This part, the little kick, that got me. That's when I was like, there it is. That's what we come here for.
it is. And, you know, she's not trying to do too much. I'm sure she was like, guys, I can't do too much. It'll just look bad.
And Danny's not going to get out there and look bad. So I was impressed by whatever amount of dancing she was going to do. I loved the look. And I loved her. You know, she knew to be like clever. She threw in that like I like that they didn't call it a rap. They were like, your quick talking part. But she did like a little quick talk, you know.
Yeah, she did do a quick talk. Okay, and John Burrs. Yeah, John Burrs was probably the least strong in this particular challenge.
This is when it's like, why is John Burrs here? Like, what? Look at the, it just felt so messy to me. I hate the outfit. It feels, I don't know, very Katy Perry.
Oh my God, you're right. Oh my God, she's basically voting for Rick Caruso right before our eyes.
Right before our eyes with this move and this dance. I don't even remember a single clever line. I think she just like really had to focus on this part, the arm part. I could tell that was something she was like, let's get this right. It was very difficult for her. She didn't make this look easy.
Yeah, no, they tried to edit around the dance move she couldn't do.
Yeah.
God bless the editors.
Yeah, they helped her out here. But I imagine it was kind of rough.
Yeah. Okay, the girls are doing something, but don't look too closely.
You know, and then they let the girls do something, and I was just like, okay.
Yeah, that was hilarious. Oh, and good news, that Mega Mix is available anywhere you stream
music.
Yes,
it's a stream and download immediately. And then the proceeds, like they said, like comic relief, which I didn't know that still is a thing.
I know.
Is that a trick?
I also live for a portion of the proceeds, and I was like, Rue.
Right, Rue. Tell me the portion, Rue. What's the portion?
Also, if this is a mega mix of a song you've already mixed so many times, can we not give all the proceeds, Rue?
Yeah, Rue.
Rue.
But you're going to take your overhead out of it. You're like, oh, no, you still have to pay me my royalties for remixing my song.
She sure is. Rue, with drag, you being an executive producer on every international franchise of Drag Race, Rue. Yeah.
See,
Rue.
But that's why she's probably a billionaire. And
she is. Off it. Okay, let's chirp and burp these finale runways. We're going to, I guess it's starting with the top four, but we'll chirp and burp all those gals.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and talk Black Peppas. Drag Race, Dread, Racer, Leather, Pleather moment.
I felt so like Mad Max Fury Road to me. I loved this. I loved it too.
I really did too. I love the hair. Her makeup is so beautiful.
Yeah.
Like she's worn so many iconic things this season that somehow I was hoping she would top herself. Not to say that she didn't, but this isn't my number one favorite.
It's not my number one favorite. That I completely agree with. Yeah. I did have a sense of I expected more and I loved it, but it still to me felt like, oh, this is like an episode 7 look here. Like this is not finale.
She just spoiled us. Yeah. I mean, her fashions, I do think, have been the best on the season.
Absolutely the best. And I also didn't really fully understand the, like, reasoning behind the look. Everyone else kind of had, like, you know, this story, what I want to represent. And this was just, it's amazing, looks very cool. But I didn't sort of get that. And it represents my journey and da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
Know. So.
Yeah. It's definitely a chirp for me. In case you don't, I'm sure you don't know, Ashley, I should have told you. When we like something, we chirp it. When we're not sure about it, we burp it.
Okay.
So is it a chirp or a burp for
you? It's a chirp for me. It's a chirp. Yeah.
The hair is gorgeous. The mug.
The makeup. So good. And I love it, but it just, it's... You know, I think she could only underwhelm after what we've like enjoyed all season.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, some of those looks like the pink cotton candy Marge, the punk look was insane.
I think that was my favorite, the like pink Marge look.
That was so good. Even like the very first, you know, the chocolate Quality Street look. She's incredible.
Yeah.
Chida gorgeous. I mean, wow.
Wow. This look skillful, and then knowing like how it breaks down and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, incredible. This is when I was like, oh, Cheddar's winning. This is when I fully was won over.
She, for me, won the runway on this episode for sure. This to me is just stunning and looks like it costs thousands of
thousands,
dollars.
And I'm sure it does. Yeah, I'm sure it absolutely does. The details on the face, this like headpiece, all of it's so good.
And it's like scary and beautiful, which is a really hard thing to balance.
And to not have it come off as sort of costumey or, you know, like a cheap horror movie. This is just elegant. It looks like elegance. So
the gloves. Oh my God. It's so good.
And Rue got to make a fisting joke. I think Rue loves that.
Rue really loves that.
Yeah.
Nothing makes her happier
than a good fisting joke. Like, come on. You're right in the top two with that.
When she's on her deathbed in, you know, 50 years from now, that's how she would like to be laid to rest. Like being told a fisting joke and having her eyes gently closed.
Yeah, just gently closed. And probably
this is incredible.
It's so good. I absolutely loved this lip color too. I was genuinely like, the weird kind of shape different, just so good.
Yeah, the gold purple iridescence and wow. Huge chirp.
Huge chirp. Just absolutely perfect. I almost felt like they didn't even know what to say. Like they just kind of were like, Rue, get your fisting joke out. And then they all were like, just gorgeous. What do we even do?
Just want to stare.
Yeah.
Danny Bid giving golden feather, black and white clown.
I loved the face look and the hair. I was disappointed by the look.
That's how I felt.
Yeah, just very disappointed. What are we doing?
I was like, this is fine.
Yeah.
This is fine.
It's like, I was kind of like, did you spend all the time on the hair, on the makeup? And then you were just kind of like, what dress do I have laying around? And then I thought maybe the gold pieces would remove or do something. So it felt very kind of one note again.
I wonder if I would have liked it more if it was a full length gown.
I did feel that too. Because it just feels very casual. Again, did not feel like finale material to me. I don't know. It's like, what happened, girls?
I know.
This is it. This is your chance.
I think I will still give it a chirp, but it's following Cheddar Gorgeous is not great.
Yeah.
You know, for her.
Yeah. I'm still giving it a chirp because that makeup and the hair, I love. I absolutely love that wig.
Yeah. Yeah. And those details are pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's still a chirp.
So it's still a chirp for me. But yeah, love. I do think full gown, that would have been gorgeous.
Yeah, that could have been nice. Some ruching on the side.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of a Morticia cut towards the bottom. Mermaid. Yes. Come
mermaid.
On.
Mermaid. Oh, with the figure, it would have been perfect.
With gold detailing on the bottom or a gold lining. I'm just saying.
Yeah, there's so many opportunities. And I thought Dani would go there, but it was just kind of.
Yeah.
You know, but I did like Dani's look for the challenge. So, you know, maybe that's where they focus their time.
Maybe that was it. That was it. Okay, John first Bond. Go, yeah. Pop off. We already know you don't like this, but tell me more.
Absolute burp. First of all, clearly they were like, oh, I have this big ring piece. Let me just like make this the centerpiece because I'm actually boring and I have nothing going except for these accessories. Like makeup is okay. I know Rue was like finally something that like opens your face up, but I actually just thought like the cheeks were too dark, too heavy, especially with like this light look. So I just didn't like it. I thought like the mix, that hair being Targaryen white or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of like the white dress wasn't the right white. You know, it's like wedding dress white. And I think it needed to be more of like a cream to really get that Joan of Arc look and not have it blend with the hair so much. So to me, it just looked like this weird white mess, basically.
Yeah.
With and, you know, too she much said it's rouge on her cheeks.
Inspired by Schiaparelli, and I think it's, you know, very closely inspired. So I'm like, are we just copying a designer's thing? Like, is that? The lace started to lift on her forehead.
Oh, yeah. It's
she just looks fine, but I'll join you. I'm going to burp it.
Yeah, it's fine. It's a boring look.
You're right. The material is like what they call those. They call those a boyfriend shirt.
Yeah.
Like, right.
Yeah. The boyfriend shirt thing, which is like
it's giving that.
Yeah. The boyfriend shirt. And then you put a little corset piece around it. And you're like, oh, yeah.
Right.
It's just it's been done. I'm bored with it.
And you want her dead.
She should have been gone like two episodes ago.
So yeah.
Why are you making us look at this? Yeah. And the earrings I hated. I felt like the earrings didn't even go. Like, what?
Finish her. Finish her.
I just was like, okay, we get it. You have one cool accessory. Everyone else has actual outfits.
Yeah. Yeah. Looking at them all together, it is unfair.
Look at them lined up and it's just kind of, silly. It's like, what are we joking about here? It's like she wrapped herself in a sheet, basically.
Oh my god!
Come on.
Ooh. Yeah, well, it's the ghost of her win that'll never happen. That's what she's representing.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna dive into the rest of these tear-filled moments and that finale. But first, silence, Ashley. I feel like taking a break. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hi, I bet you're a little intimidated of therapy. Be honest, I think we all are. It's kind of scary until you get into it and you realize, oh, holy shit, this is the land of Oz and I could be in the Emerald City all goddamn day long. That's what BetterHelp has done for me. It's put me in touch with a licensed professional therapist who is able to communicate with me in ways that people in my life can't. Don't just talk to your Judys, okay? Because your Judys can't be as direct as a licensed professional therapist can. And these therapists can talk to you in any way you like. You can chat, you can do video, you can do phone calls. It really helps me to have that malleability, and I know it'll help you too. So why not do that while saving money? Money that traditional therapy can't guarantee. That's right. BetterHelp gives it to you for cheaper, entirely online, conveniently, flexibly, suited to your schedule, mama. So go fill out the brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed professional therapist. Want to switch? Guess what? There's no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. Ooh, that's BetterHelp. HELP.com/dragher. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, diva. So why should payday? Yes, I'm a robotic bitch. And the one thing that makes this robot go cuckoo cuckoo is money. Not tomorrow, today. And guess who helps with that? Earnin. That's right. Earnin will put the money in your hands today. You can get $100 per day or $750 buckarooskies per pay period, All you have to do is download the Earnin app, verify your paycheck. You get access to $100 a day as you work. And you can do it from absolutely anywhere in the darn world. That's why I love Earnin. It makes money easy because, you know, sometimes your employers act a fool, okay? Yeah, it's like they're in the Untucked Lounge and they're acting a fool girl. So whether it's for a special night out, you want to treat your loved one, an unexpected bill from the vet, yikes, or rent, bitch, you can use Earnin to your advantage. Make it a part of your financial routine. Join the over 3.5 million customers who say, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security, plus peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Drag Her Under Podcast. When you sign up, it'll really help the show. That's Drag Her Under Podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Okay, bring back my break. Here we are. We're at this finale. Anything to say about these tear-filled moments? You know, sometimes I roll my eyes at them.
Yeah.
But this one got me good.
This one got me. I mean, like I said, Cheddar had me actually crying. Uh-huh. I mean, everybody's pictures were so cute. Oh, mm-hmm. My little kid pics, they get me every time. Everyone just looked adorable.
So you just like, I'm projecting, but when I see a young gay kid, you know, I see myself and I see someone who's just like I'm saying, like, you can't go back in the future and protect that kid from the bullshit they're going to go through.
Exactly. And just, I loved Danny just being so open about being bullied and just saying, listen to your dad, bringing back the orange callback.
That callback. That's a comedian, baby.
Yeah, that's a comedian. That's when he was like, remember the skills I have. Let me just also drop it in.
Right. But like while crying, while being present.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen very often.
Exactly. And like Cheddar had me crying, but that's just because I was like, oh, that was a beautiful thing to say. Like you said, just very elegant, you know, mm-hmm. something you'd read in a history book or a quote. But yeah, it feels still very, it's not, you know, that relatable thing your friend would say like at brunch.
100%. 100%. God, they're all crying.
Yeah.
Rue's crying during Cheddar's. I'm glad that she clarified. I was like, why is she already crying? When she started crying before Cheddar even started, I was like, oh, yeah. Cheddar won.
I was like, Cheddar won. She was like, little kids with glasses. Oh, the glasses. And every time they cut to the glass, it really was just,
It's a really funny picture. Like, I know it's heartbreaking, but it's also really funny. Like,
yeah.
Frankly, Cheddar looks like, you know, like when they're like, there's a kid on like a Home Alone where they're like,
that's the kid who like eats his glue.
Exactly.
And then like you look at Cheddar and it's just, wow, that's growth and just beautiful.
Yeah.
And I thought that's when Cheddar was going to take it all home. I
know.
And just, yeah, again, that line of you don't have to be so grown up. Remember to be a child. Even Graham Norton is crying.
Insane.
Yeah.
Insane. Danny's being amazing. Talking about her bully journey.
Yeah. And then adorable photo. Little like prep school kid. Just so cute. Wonderful
so
callback.
Cute.
Again. Nailed
John Burs, you don't care about.
Yeah, and John Burs, I don't even remember, honestly, what John Burs said or what John Burs' picture looks like. It was probably boring and like, oh, me and my bestie mom, blah, blah, blah.
Right. I love my family.
I love my family and my mom, and they're so great. Oh, remember when this photo was taken and I was like in a loving home? Oh,
my brother. Oh, me and my brother, we love to hold hands skip down the street.
Which would I tell myself? Spend more time with your mommy.
Oh my God. If you don't resent your parents, you're not doing drag.
Yeah, grow up.
We got the former winners here with these finalists. That was cute. That's always a cute moment.
Yeah.
Might have been a spoiler. I hope it wasn't a spoiler for you. Maybe it was.
It was, but I was, I mean, I don't know. I feel like in Drag Race really be spoiled. It's like you're along for the ride, you know?
It's funny. It's one of those shows like Survivor where like the fandom is so hardcore that the show doesn't care if it spoils it for new viewers.
For new viewers. It's really just like you're still going to watch. It doesn't matter. You're not watching for the winner. You're watching to see all of the lip syncs and the looks. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
But I love it.
Yeah, loved it. I loved all the looks here. You know.
That season three winner, she won. She won the looks.
Yeah.
Miss Crystal Versace, that gold white witch look. I lived.
I did love this one.
Very good. Very good. Okay, let's see if we have time.
They brought it more than the other, like, you know, ex contestants. See, this is what you do. You bring
it. That's why you're a winner, babes. Okay, let's see if we can chirp and burp the other contestants, because there's one particularly funny moment when Just May comes out, our first eliminated, and they cut to Michelle being nonplussed. It really made me laugh.
I think I saw that moment and I specifically was like, wow, okay.
Yeah, we're going to pull it up right now because I got to see it. Oh, okay. Here's the royal winners. We love them. We love Lawrence Cheney.
Love it.
Gotta live.
Wonderful.
Okay, Just May, our first out.
Yes.
Giving us more ginger spice in this
like
blue
red,
pantsuit
white,
with
and
a cape.
Blue, yeah, which I was like, don't love it. Don't love this look.
This cut too.
This cut of just, this is what you choose to wear. This is what you put in front of me.
Her lips are so pursed, they're a Birkin bag. Yeah. I mean,
like she is upset with what she is seeing.
I gotta isolate this pic. Yeah. I'm gonna steal this pic and put it on the Drag Race.
Please, it is just
Instagram.
The best look of disdain and just okay.
It's like when someone says, you know, it's like when someone says, you think someone's normal, and then they say, well, you know, my gun rights as an American. Like, this is the face where you're like,
this is the face.
So I guess we'll burp Just May's look.
Oh,
I mean,
burp
it's not,
for sure. I
it's
don't like
burp.
It. It's, yeah. It's boring. It's, I feel like it's been done a million times. I don't like it.
Yeah. The white. Yeah, I guess I just don't care.
Yeah, I kind of maybe think it could have been better with white sleeves. I don't know.
But then the white chunky shoes.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I'm going to turn off these closed captions so I can see this better. Anyway, yeah, let's burp it.
Burp, yeah.
Feels good to burp. Next, we have Starlet.
I loved this one. Gorgeous. I loved this one, Starlet.
She's doing what she does well. Looks. She has no problem with looks.
Yeah. And you just keep it bow, keep it quick, and move. You know?
Right. Talking, having opinions, not so much.
Not so great. But coming out looking pretty.
Very Disney princess. Yes. Gotta give it. Chirp. Okay. Coppertop.
I didn't know how to feel about this one. There's a lot going on here.
For me, I'm going to burp it. Because to quote Tiffany Pollard, she looks like a fairy princess that resides over the pits of hell. She doesn't look right.
I'm going to burp because I don't love what's happening at the bottom of this look. The velvet legging thing, and then I like the hair. Do like the hair and this headpiece.
It's ambitious.
Yeah, it's ambitious. She tried, but yeah, I just no. Corset piece, it's not doing it for me.
I guess I'll burp it, but mostly because I mean, I was sick of her saying, "Why is everyone underestimating me?" Because they are.
Because
girl.
They are. It's like
it's just the game. That's what you signed up
for. Yeah, but it did look so much more high class than Just May's look. So, like it them standing next to each other, it was like, okay, somebody had more money at the sequin store.
Yeah. Sminty drop. Sminty drop. Giving like the Bride of Frankenstein meets Chanel. What do you think?
I love this look, but I have to burp it because I don't think she carried it well. I should not be afraid that you're going to fall when you're like walking in a tight dress like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like everyone had a kind of like, ooh, she can't move in it. And that's why when she got to her place, she did the little like twerk thing to be like, ah, I'm going to make a little joke because don't worry, I can move. But it was like we were all kind of worried. Like, the that's not elegant twerk. The way she moved.
Yeah, no. She's worn better things in past weeks, obviously. I'm still going to give it a chirp. I like the hair, but I think that's totally fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Le Phil.
I want to burp it. Sorry. I feel like I'm being so harsh. Like I'm being so, so harsh, but I just didn't like the colors on this. I just don't like these colors. It feels very like Lisa Frank to me.
Yeah, it was risky. I'm torn. Part of me really likes this gold. She looks like almost like a teapot, but maybe that's bad.
I feel like it could have worked. Just there's so many patterns going on and the color. I like the shape of it. I like that, like, kind of at a teapot spout coming off of her shoulder.
I'm going to give it a light chirp, personally. But feel free to
if a light chirp is an option, I'm going to go light chirp instead of just being mean and being like...
you can listen to your heart. Either is valid.
I will light chirp because I do also love the hair.
Yeah. It's fucking cool. She looks fucking cool. Okay, Dakota Schiffer... She's just a hot person.
She's just a hot person. This was so boring to me. I just was so bored. Yeah. I was like, you're just like doing the hot girl thing again.
Mm-hmm.
Like technically a chirp. Checking out all the boxes.
I would chirp it, but I think I'm biased. You know, sometimes you're just like, you just fall for someone's storyline and I'm gonna chirp it, but I could. But frankly, if a less interesting girl wore it, I would be like, "Fuck off."
Yeah, I'd be like, "No, this is not interesting at all." And again, just the makeup's great, beautiful girl.
They went back to Michelle's lips.
They went back to Michelle, who was like, "I guess you just, you know, we're gonna get by on your looks today."
Well, Michelle was the one who sent her home, so maybe that was Michelle going, "Gotcha, bitch."
Yeah, like, see, that's why you deserved it.
Yeah. They're telling a story. Next, we have Pixie Polite.
Huh. It's very Pixie, but hate the makeup with it. It just like, I don't know, something's off.
Gold and green and gold. Is that a reference to her heritage?
Maybe. I don't, maybe it's a British thing. I don't know.
We don't know. We'll never know. We're Americans and we're dumb.
Yeah,
we're
dumb. We'll never know. But it seemed like the green was like shining off of her hair kind of. And the makeup was just not great. So
I'm going to burp it.
I burp. Yeah, I got to burp it.
It's also really mean, but something about the green is like giving me Party City tablescape.
Yeah, it doesn't look high quality.
Yeah.
But
shit.
Yeah, I do like the fit of the corset.
Shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That was our chirping and burpees. That was good. You're savage. I like that.
I just, you know, I have high stakes. I have high. That's not the word.
Standards.
Standards. I have high standards.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. You do. Now let's talk. We have our top two.
Yes.
Unfortunately, Peppa and the amazing John Burst Blonde are not in the top two. This is not your time, my queens.
Not their time. They aren't ready. Absolutely fair. Black Pep is not ready, and John Burst never will be, but yeah.
And frankly, I'm sure World of Wonder is thrilled that they get to bring Black Peppa again to any season of Drag Race. What a treat.
Like, that's great.
That'll be great for us, selfishly. And she gets to have a story of when she does well in a comedy challenge, we get a whole, story.
There's going
to
be the whole, and as you know, I overcame, and it's What did you think of the lip sync choice, the song?
Now, I believe they've done this lip sync once before in Holland, just to give the Drag Race fans, or I should say nerds, there. I know it's been done before. I liked it. I actually loved this lip sync. What did you think? Give me the tea.
I like the song. I liked it. I thought. Okay.
Tell me.
I wanted something maybe with more emotion, something they could like move more to. Mm-hmm. It just felt like one of those pieces where it's all about like your ability to just kind of stand and emote and feel.
Uh-huh.
And I think Cheddar really actually, I think, did win it and did better, because with that, I think the reveal is how you like, you know, up the just emotion and like the theatrics of it. But
I like her lip tremble more.
Yeah, but Danny had the lip tremble and the emotive face.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree, though. I mean, like, I just thought Cheddar won this lip sync. She's giving this theatricalness that we know she's capable of, right? Like, even in a comedy challenge, she's given a theater piece. And this was the time where she actually had to give a theater piece. Yes, and I felt she did.
She did. The little spin with the crown, I was like, there it is.
Right. She's talking to herself. This is my life.
Yeah. Oh. And I just really thought she had it.
Yeah. She's obviously it's from Dame Shirley Bassey.
Yes.
I just think, yeah, she's giving. I love Danny so much.
I love Danny.
If we just judged this one, I was like, fuck, I think Cheddar took it.
Yeah. Because all Danny gave us was that quivering lip. That was like Danny's big move. Like Danny just literally walked to the center to quiver his lip and walk back. Like,
right. Agreed. Again, I'll say it again. An elegant defrock, that never happens.
Never.
In a lip sync. It's always tripping and stumbling. And
yeah. And it was so smooth. I like, even now just looking at it, I'm like, maybe it should have been Cheddar.
Yeah. Well, I think we can say now, like, I think they were both so qualified.
Yeah.
But I think, okay, I can't prove this. I think RuPaul or the production team said to themselves, when will we ever have a bearded queen this talented?
This talented.
Maybe this ready for a crowning. And they love unique winners. And I, you know, it's good for the storyline. It's good for the Drag Race franchise as a whole to be like, you know, not just one kind of performer wins. Now a bearded performer has won.
I think, and that's something, a big moment.
I think so. That's something even a couple years ago, the whole Drag Race community was rolling their eyes at, right? It's just like bearded drag is lazy. That was the conversation.
That was the conversation, which I absolutely disagree. My favorite drag queen in the world, Lucy Stuhl.
Love Lucy Stuhl.
Oh, yeah. And I think after this episode, Lucy tweeted, like, maybe I need to try the show again. And it's like, go and show everyone. Because it's, like, she's amazing.
I'm not on Lucy's level, but I also do bearded drag. And obviously, I was trying not to project. Obviously, I love Danny Beard the whole time. But yeah, like, it speaks to me, too, with the gender fuckery. It just has always spoken to me more, because I don't, this might shock you, Ashley, but when I get in drag, I don't give woman. I give.
What?
I'm a beautiful creature, but she's not a woman. So bearded drag has always like spoken to me, but I've always in the back of my mind kind of felt like a queer sense of, like, honestly, like queer shame to be like, I should try harder. I should be more of a woman.
Yeah, and shave and like electrolysis and all this. And I've always thought it looks so beautiful and cool. And I love the performers who embrace it. So I am happy with Danny. When you add that history to it, I'm very happy with this win.
Yeah, I am very happy with the win. She's a great entertainer. She'll be I mean, you want to go to her show. She's fucking funny.
Hilarious. Fun. I want to just hang out with her, watch her all the time. And yeah, you know, you don't really get that with Cheddar. It's true.
You don't. But I love her. I was also like rooting for her. I hate a double win, but I was almost like, God, but Cheddar, this is going to sound like I'm being mean. She's like, she has such a legacy.
Yeah.
Right. That was the edit she was given. It's like, you have been doing this for so long.
For so
I almost
long.
Quit drag.
Yeah.
And it's wouldn't like this have been a nice cherry on top?
Yeah. But I also did love that Cheddar was like, whether it's me or Danny, well, you know, my friend wins. And I was like, oh.
She's like, I'm going to be doing the same thing either way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They deserve to be top two. It's just,
they were fucking great.
Yeah. I just really wanted Black Peppa to like get some sort of special recognition.
I know. I mean, in a sense, you know, winning four lip syncs is a form of recognition. Yeah. They wanted her there.
They wanted her there. They really did.
They really did. Because, and it wasn't that sense of, I love that she was never beaten down by the whole thing. She was yeah. like,
it was like, yeah. It didn't shake her. It was never like, oh, maybe I shouldn't be here. It was just, no, I got it.
Like, I got it.
I got it. Yeah.
Damn. Well, that's UK season four. If you want to hear me talk about the finale of House of the Dragon,
yes.
If you want that finale moment, you gotta go listen to TVI Say with Ashley Ray.
Yes.
Tell us where we can find that podcast and anything else you want us to put in our ear holes.
Wherever you listen to podcasts, TVI Say, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, all of them, Spotify. Yeah, mm-hmm. Wherever you listen to podcasts.
Those, people like Spotify.
They love Spotify. Or you can go to theashleyray.com. Follow me online at theashleyray everywhere. I post, you know, clips of the show on TikTok and Instagram. And with my please look at my Instagram and TikTok.
Yes, and we'll plug those links in our pod description.
Those are so click yeah. Twitter's dead,
right
so
below.
Those are so important now.
Yeah, so follow Ashley Ray everywhere. You are a delight. Oh, if you like Drag Her Podcast, give us 5 stars yes. on the Apple Podcasts or anywhere you listen. The word of mouth helps. Tell everyone where you can find us and follow us on Instagram at Drag Her Podcast. Oh, remember, you can give us some goofy drag race opinions by calling the Drag Her Cry Sis hotline. That number is 305-814-DRAG. That's 305-814-3724. So go, give us a call, and we will talk about whatever crazy drag race opinions you have if you leave us a voicemail. Wonderful. Okay, Ashley, you kick ass.
You're amazing. Thanks for having me.
Till next time, let the music play.
Was a HeadGum original.